Hi, Tanya.
Good morning.
How in the heck did I get you up this early?
Hey, it's a nice morning out, so happy to do it.
And when you got kids, it's what you do.
That is what you do. You kind of get used to that, don't you?
Well, thanks for being with us. An interesting project that Case Credit Union and State Senator Rick Jones are teaming up for. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. It is National Financial Literacy Month in April. And so to celebrate that, Case is joining Senator Rick Jones for a financial literacy legislative challenge. It's a cooperative effort which partners Michigan lawmakers with local credit unions and schools to spread financial skills to students. And so we were able to secure that with Senator Jones, and on next Friday from 1:15 to 3:30, we are going to go into Beagle Elementary School in Grand Ledge, and we're going to do half-hour sessions with grade levels from 2nd to 6th grade. We're going to reach over 300 students with financial literacy topics. Senator Jones is going to help facilitate these half-hour sessions with our community education coordinator, who is a certified teacher as well, Anthony DeRosa, and we're really excited about the event.
A great idea. Whose brainchild is this?
Well, we typically do stuff in April in our branches and to spread the word to our members for Financial Literacy Month. But through Michigan Credit Union League, we had the opportunity this year to team up with lawmakers. And so they facilitated this. They got us in contact with lawmakers. And Senator Jones volunteered his time, which we so appreciate, and the children should really enjoy these presentations.
You know, it's interesting what you're trying to do here when we're at home and we have to tighten the budget up, or before we make a buy, or before we get to the process of selling a home, we kind of walk through the process with our kids. And surprisingly enough, making them a part of the process, I think, really is enlightening to them and gives them great comfort. And obviously, it's great life skills for them, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, unfortunately, financial education in the schools is something, you know, that isn't they're not able to do readily. And so it's really nice when credit unions and lawmakers are able to come in and help the schools in teaching. You know, we teach on various topics, you know, what is money, as basic as that, down to, you know, how do I earn money, needs versus wants. And then for the high school students, we get really in-depth about home buying, car buying, that type of thing, balancing a checkbook. So I just think the tools are really needed at this time.
And this just isn't a 5 or 10 minute plan. You're going to spend from 1:15 to 3:30 p.m. So this is pretty comprehensive time.
It really is. We have back-to-back second graders through sixth graders. And our financial education program director, Anthony DeRosa, will be facilitating, you know, the beginning of the presentation, and then we have Senator Rick Jones in the presentation doing various things based on the age level of the students. He'll be reading books to the younger age group based on the lesson plan, and then we have some games and fun things slated for the students as well. So it's just going to be a really good time.
All right. Once again, this is scheduled for April 22nd from 1:15 to 1:30 at the Beagle Elementary School in Grand Ledge. We will get in touch with you right before this to help you promote this. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you, Tony, very much.